When we're facing off with anxiety, it can be easy to feel as though our entire brain has been hijacked by our anxious thoughts, but there's still space to insert calm. This hypnosis track focuses on how to mark the gradations of your anxiety with moments of calm so you can regain control of your thoughts and ease your troubled mind.
Thank you for taking some time for yourself. And before you begin to calibrate your body into relaxation, if you could close your eyes. And take a few slow breaths, attuning yourself to your body's nonverbal cues, deeper into relaxation. And I'm curious if you can relax the muscles in your face, the lower lip, forehead, deeper into this experience. And I wonder if you can deeply relax your spine, head, and if you can focus on your breathing. Breathing in. And breathing out, deeper into relaxation. And I don't know if your breathing pattern is in your chest, middle or lower abdomen. But what I do know is you're perfect just as you are. And sometimes we can notice different things. Places, states, but the skill of refining calibration is your ability to measure. And if you were to imagine a deep relaxation is 10 out of 10, an uptight is 1 out of 10, I wonder how you would measure up. Just like a magnetic compass, let's see if you can calibrate your true potential. of relaxation. And in a moment, I want you to take yourself to a relaxing place. It might be in the future somewhere you've always wanted to go to, or a special place you've already been. And before you go to your special place now, if you could tune in to your space, the space of your breath, body, skin, the energy on the surface of your skin, your body expanding, contracting, the air expanding, contracting, the planets expanding and contracting, from an elliptical orbit to a spherical orbit, and I wonder if you can time travel into your special place now. And I don't know if you'll evaporate, condense into tiny particles, melt into your special place. Once you're there, you can calibrate however you choose. Head, neck, shoulders, relax. Feeling calm, happy, free. Until you're 10 out of 10. Perfect. Now I'm not sure you're aware how graceful you are. Wading through life's baloney. Your ability to measure up, utilize your life's experience, wisdom, and until the end of time, there'll never be anyone exactly the same as you. That's how special you are. And in the past, maybe you've been searching for calibration. Maybe the question might be, how do you determine self-calibration? How much is too much? Or how little to use? And if you were to imagine every interaction we have makes us feel better or worse, and every interaction we can make someone feel better or worse, from one small degree to another. And it reminds me of the country Borneo, deep in the jungle. Now, I don't know if you've been to Borneo, popular with the Danish royal family. When I mean deep in the jungle, there are hotels and canals, miniature elephants, orangutans, and birds with funny names, like the bronze-tailed drongo. And what I mean by deep in the jungle is, it's challenging to buy a bar of chocolate. And next door in Malaysia is a mountain, Mount Kinabalu, the highest mountain in Malaysia, with an elevation of 13,435 feet. And the tour guides that I had were sharing a story about Mount Kinabalu. And at first I thought it was a tale about German soldiers. But maybe it was the story of two British and three Hong Kong Chinese soldiers that were missing in the jungle for 29 days. And the tour guide sharing this story were dressed in conservative Muslim attire. And they were describing the mountain was dangerous, and Sherpas normally escort people. Sherpas that worship the mountain understand the weather, share sacred stories, explaining that the mountain is very safe, but the conditions can turn quickly. And it's dangerous. The tour guides described some high-tech, fancy-looking hikers that had all the new gear. Expensive luxury watches, calibrated, high-tech space-age GPS, sat-navs. And I once knew a guy who described his Sherpa in the mountains of Pakistan, who wore sandals even in freezing conditions. And these conservative guides telling me this story looked like they could climb Mount Everest in sandals. And the soldiers at Mount Kinabalu mentioned they didn't need a Sherpa. They didn't need any help because they had all the fancy gear. But little did they know, all their GPS and sat-navs stopped working. Maybe the mountain should be called Magnetic Mountain. And the training exercise for those soldiers was intended to develop jungle survival skills. They survived on a biscuit per day. They were airlifted out, and what was meant to be a 10-day expedition ended up being 30 days. They couldn't go up the mountain or back down. And how do you decide when to check in and calibrate? And when BMW works hard to understand what their customers want, but they also know they can't ask their customers what kind of car they'd like to drive in 8 years' time. And when BMW designed the 5 Series in 2003, there were mixed reviews from the industry. However, within 5 years, most of its competitors were echoing signs of the BMW design. And I wonder if you calibrate for now, or for years from now, into the future. And every interaction we make, people feel better or worse about themselves from one degree to another. And I wonder if you've noticed what happens when people are so self-absorbed that they hurt people without realizing it. Just like a restaurant creates a mood, a school teacher creates a mood for learning. You can create your mood, can't you? Sometimes when clients are stuck, I need to ask, are you in charge of your life? Or aren't you? And the clients that believe they are victims of circumstances, why they can't learn anything different. But for those clients that have a sense of agency, know they can control or influence their life in some way, shape or form, internally or externally. And to be clear, how do you calibrate where your responsibility lies? Many clients blame others for their own circumstances or decisions. And if you were to imagine at one end, someone readily accepts blame for themselves, and further along readily accepts blame for themselves and others. And on the opposite end, people that accept no responsibility for their actions. And I'm sure you've experienced those kinds of people. And if you attempt to confront them, they become defensive, angry, irrational. And at the extreme end, attack or even use violence. And the impact of taking or blaming responsibility. And as you probably know, blaming others for poor decisions reflects an underdeveloped sense of responsibility, making excuses, exercising poor judgment defines one as untrustworthy. And it speaks volumes if someone prefers trying to get out of a difficult spot or maintain trust. And you probably know, if people are willing to hurt others to save their own skin, it's a display of lack of personal integrity. And taking responsibility for things you're not responsible for, letting others blame you, is an over sense of responsibility. And isn't it wonderful to know? 10 years from now, how easy it was to calibrate. And I don't know if you choose. And I don't know if you chose to find value in choosing decisions wisely. Focus on the integrity of your character. Help strengthen other people's decisions. Either way, your ability to calibrate is always with you. When you're ready to reorient yourself back to your external world, I wonder if you can bring your energy now to 10 out of 10. That's right, stretching out, wriggling fingers and toes, creating excitement, passion, a deep sense of calm relaxation, alert, refreshed, setting yourself up to win today. A few energetic breaths and open your eyes. Welcome back. You're perfect, just as you are.